It all begins with intentional energy, and you let it fill up your system and let it shine through your eyes and your mind. And then the metaphor comes into play, allowing you verbally to express all the energy you created. Now fluency comes from practicing every day and releasing the energy in a special way, artfully, so that people relate with it. Everything expressed is something ineffable. Now the trick is to mimic what God has done in perfection. As the artist, we face many challenges daily within our minds, and we pray that they'll go away to create just what we came to create, something great, even infinite, which is bigger than anything ever seen by us little men. And this is why we fight with ourselves day and night, in hopes that one day we might find the fountain of light, and thereafter nothing will be impossible. Finally awesome channeling of divinity to enlighten the people. See, art is a gift that the gods have endowed us with, so that through it we can directly experience infinite potential within ourselves and see what we truly are, how ennobling it has been to be given the stars by the planets above us. And your divinity love us, little do we know the influence you all have upon us. We experience music and think that we manifest it, when in fact the reality is the planets project it. We're just tiny little radios that tune into frequencies. We've known it all throughout eternity through mythology. So where does that place you and I as the artist, playing God as the creator? But we have to stay modest, because we're also created simultaneously, both the particle and the wave in this quantum machine. We were just notes of the melody in this infinite symphony, beautifully orchestrated by the inaudible harmony that permeates everything ever thought of or seen. All a dream, once again things are not as they seem. Count to 10, breathe deep to conquer the limitations, and patience through condensation will trickle creation. The artist is enigmatic, contained in his soul is magical gold. Purity, expression, freedom, I'm told. And the form in which he manifests is latent divinity. As the track progresses, puts him in a state of infinity. Now what he wants to do is to further that state by inviting others into it through music he makes. And the music he makes should make the people awake. Together we could live in unity and freedom today. Even the Buddha, they say, was an artist in essence, finding beauty in his soul and then expressing his presence unto the world. All artists have the heart of the prophet, relentlessly battling as they try to unlock it. And this is no mystery. All throughout history, archetype of the fire bringer is seen in celebrities. And why do we celebrate these celebrities endlessly? They represent a part of us eternally free. Through musicality and lyricism, they broke the barriers. Their reality was all a dream, very precarious, till they came and they saw that we can expand. It needn't be a dream. They took the pen in their hand and jotted down a little thought, just a crazy idea, like the universe is operating on harmony, and we can harness the tonality, harness the fifth as a model of stability through all of our shifts and many other crazy metaphors, crazy connections between respect, previously incomprehensible messages in the text, but a few visualizing the diamond within the rough stay true. Now they're higher and higher, flying above all humanity, breathing divinity as we gaze at the stratosphere, watching them carefully, praying hard that just maybe we can join them one day, just for a moment, let go and be the universe. Say we never say never, it needn't be a dream. Close your eyes once again, things are not as they seem. Hear divinity in your mind's ear and pray for its emancipation, the artist's way.